and today its people enjoy one of the highest standards of living in the region. Kazakhstan's post-Soviet economy may be relatively strong, but its political system is another story. Technically, Kazakhstan's government is a constitutional republic, but it has been plagued with accusations of human rights abuses and political violence. Nursultan Nazarbayev has been the country's only president since independence in 1991, which critics point to as evidence for Kazakhstan being a republic in name only. Democracy activists and critics of Nazarbayev argued that Kazakhstan's secret police service, known as the KNB, which is essentially the local successor to the Soviet KGB, has manipulated every election since independence through a combination of coercion, threats, and at times outright violence against opposition groups. The Economist lists Kazakhstan as an authoritarian regime and points to the courts as being the primary reason. There is no equivalent of Miranda rights in Kazakhstan, and there is no independent judiciary. All Supreme Court judges are appointed by the president. Truly, contemporary Kazakhstan is a sometimes bizarre mix of the old and new worlds, where it is not uncommon to see former KGB agents rub elbows with multimillionaire businessmen at upscale restaurants in the country's capital of Astana or the largest city of Almaty. It was within this sometimes volatile social and political milieu that a series of the most mysterious deaths in Kazakhstan's modern history took place. Rukat Aliyev. Rukat Aliyev was born in the Soviet Socialist Republic of Kazakhstan in 1962. His early years were spent like most children around the world at the time, playing soccer with his friends and spending time with his family. But by the time Aliyev was a young adult, the winds of change were in the air. The concepts of glasnost and perestroika that Mikhail Gorbachev and the Communist Party introduced to modernize and save the crumbling Soviet Union ironically led it to a quicker demise. With the total collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, the old constituent republics, such as Kazakhstan, scrambled to find their place in the New World Order. The 1990s became a period of great transition in the former Soviet republics, where large amounts of money could be earned and an even greater number of enemies could be made in doing so. Rukat Aliyev found his place in the new system. Aliyev attained a law degree in 1997 and a Ph.D. in economics in 2005, which prepared him for a lucrative career in post-Soviet Kazakhstan's often shady worlds of business and government. He made several lucrative investments and inserted himself into the functions of many government industries. Aliyev was also a member of the KNB and worked his way through the ranks of the organization, thanks in part to his relationship with the president. Aliyev was married to President Nazarbayev's daughter, Dariga, for many years. The couple had three children over their decades-long marriage and by all accounts looked happy. They were one of Kazakhstan's top power couples, and it was rumored that Aliyev would be his father-in-law's successor. But in 2007, Rukat Aliyev found out that even the bonds of matrimony were not enough to protect him from the wrath of the president. Falling out of favor. 2007 was a bad year for Rukat Aliyev. Up until that time, he had led a charmed life. He was a millionaire and was at the pinnacle of power in the Kazakhstan government. His wife was the favored daughter of the country's leader, and every business deal he made seemed to end favorably. Before 2007, Aliyev must have felt like the sky was the limit. But as easily as the gods can give one power, they can take it away. Aliyev began to fall out of favor with the president when he was accused of laundering money embezzled from government corporations in Kazakhstan to offshore accounts in the Mediterranean. The charges were bad enough alone, but President Nazarbayev soon learned that his son-in-law was questioning his rule and possibly collaborating with the opposition. Rukat Aliyev was living on borrowed time. Aliyev was next served divorce papers from his wife via fax. He later claimed that his wife told him that she was pressured to do so by her father, but Dariga has been reticent to talk about the divorce in the years since. Rukat was then given the post of ambassador to Austria, where he would ostensibly be out of the president's hair and the government could move forward making a case of treason against him. With few friends left in Kazakhstan, Aliyev married his former assistant and moved to Austria, where he took his post. While Aliyev was out the country, Kazakhstan authorities worked to make sure that he could never return a free man or alive.